Rav Nemetzel has another sicha here, focusing on the idea of putting an effort to do mitzvos and having more emunah b'Hashem and how they're connected. So Rav Nemetzel first quotes Makaros from Chazal, how if you put in a little extra effort in mitzvos, it has far-reaching implications. Rus and Naomi were both tzadkanios, and they both were zocha to great things. Rus married Boaz, and Naomi married Shlomo, Chazal tells us. So Rus married Boaz, and then Boaz led to Oved and to Yishai, a big tzaddik, and to David, and then to Shlomo. And Naomi married Shlomo. So Rus then had a four-generation head start on Naomi. Very interesting. They both married great tzaddikim. You know, marrying Shlomo is pretty good. Rav Nemetzel points out that Shlomo Melech is Mechaber, Sfarim and Tanakh. He built the Beis HaMikdash, etc. But Rus had the head start. Rus was zocheh to have Oved, Yishai, David, and Shlomo before Naomi married Shlomo. Why? Why did Rus have this extra zchus? So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Ches, because of one night difference between the Bechira and the Tzeira, Moavi and Amoni. Lot had two daughters, and the two daughters thought the world was destroyed, and they had children with their father, and they did it, and it was Lishma, and the older one went first, then the younger one. And Rav Nemetzel writes L'shem Mitzvah Niskavnu. That's what the Gemara says in Nazir, and Daf Kaf Gimel. They thought the world was destroyed, like by Dor HaMabul, as Rashi quotes in the Chumash. And they were trying to save the world, even though it's Gilui Arise, but they had to save the world. In this mitzvah, Kadma HaBechira, who was the mother of Moav, one night before the Tzir, was the mother of Amon. So the Gemara says that in the schus of her going to her father one night earlier, her great-great-great-great-granddaughter, Rus, was Zocha to be Machtim Noim by those four generations. Amazing. Amazing. A little extra effort in the mitzvah, a little more zrizus, and look at the far-reaching implications. It's a beautiful mukher in Chazal, the idea of the tremendous implications of even a little more effort. We have a similar thing by Shem and Yefes in the Chumash and Parshas Noach, when Noach is drunk and he's embarrassed, so they covered Noach. So it says Vayikach Shem V'Yefes has a similar, that they took this piece of clothing to cover Noach. Now it doesn't say Vayikach, it says Vayikach. It was two of them together. It should have said Vayikhu, they. Vayikach, he. So Chazal tell us that the Iker was Shem. Shem was Mis'ameit B'mitzvah Yoser Mi'Yefes. Shem had a little more Zrizus, a little more enthusiasm for the mitzvah than Yefes. Rashi over there quotes it in Brachos Paraktes. Now, what's interesting is, because of that small added enthusiasm, look at the difference between them. Shem gets the bracha of Hashem, Baruch Hashem, okay, Shem. And Yefes is Yavlokim Yefes v'yishkom bo'al Hashem. Rav Nemetzel writes, Yefes mekabel es Europa, es America, es Australia, es all the dolarim. He gets, it is, what is that? Tzhar Gashmi. Yefes got a lot for what he did. Greek culture, Europe, America, that's all Yefes. But Shem gets Tzhar Ruchani, which lasts forever and ever. Shem gets the Hashras Hashchina. Yishkom Ba'alei Shem. Shem gets the Hashras Hashchina. That's Yishkom. The Shchina will be in Shem. Baruch Hashem, Elkei Shem. Hashem puts his name with shame. Well, it doesn't say Elokei Yefes, but it says Elokei Shame. like Elkei Av, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, it says Elkei Shem. It all came, Shem was the first one to have that. Wait a second, but Yefes also did the mitzvah. The answer is that Yefes was misameitz less than Shem. Shem had more enthusiasm. Shem did it with a little more zrizus. Now again, and we see later, Yefes Taka was Zocha to build the Bais HaMikdash. By Sheni, the Prasim, the Persians, who came from Yefes, helped in building Bais Sheni. Helped in building Bais Sheni. But the Gemara says in Yoma, that Taka Bais Sheni didn't have the Shechina like Bais Rishon. So even when Yefes was Zocha to build the Bais HaMikdash, it wasn't the same. It didn't have the Shechina. That's the Lashon, that's the Gemara says. Rabbi Nelson points out that you can't say that the Shechina wasn't the Bais Sheni at all, because Bais Sheni had miracles. It had the Nes Chanukah, Nes Niglah, Nes Chanukah. And there were other Nisim in Bisman Bais Sheni. So Bais Sheni had the Ashras Shechina. But the Gemara means it didn't have the Ashras Shechina in the same way as Bais Rishon. So you see these tremendous differences of Shem and Yefes. And why? Because Vayikach Shem v'Yefes, Shem took the initiative. Shem was a little more enthusiastic, a little more effort. And look at the tremendous results. We all should wake up and put in more effort in doing mitzvos. That's the Musar Haskel. The Musar Haskel from this piece. Now, notice how it goes on. Now, let's talk about Korban HaBayis. So, Chazal tells us that Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of Giyorai Shvichus Dama Varazar. Bayis Sheni because of Sinas Chinam. Now, it's interesting. By Bayis Rishon, if you look in the Chumash in Bichukosai, the Psukim sound like Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of the lack of keeping Shemitah. In the Psukim there, in Perakav Vav, it says, Oztir Torah says Shab Soseha, all the years of Shemitah. This is in Perakav Vav, Psukim Lam, Gimat Lam, and Hey. All the years of Shemitah that Am Yisrael didn't keep, there they have to go into Golos. So it's striking. Bayis Rishon, the Chazal say, was because of the three big Averas. And the Torah and the Nevi'im sound, it's because of lack of keeping Shemitah. So it sounds like the Shoresh is lack of keeping Shemitah, and it also had that. Now, Bayis Sheni was Sina Shechina. Yeah, but the Psukim saying Kisavo, that the whole Klal of Kisavo, which the Ramban says refers to Bayis Sheni, is because of what? Tachas Asher Lovarda Hashem Akecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levi, because he didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha. So the Psukim sound like Bayis Sheni, the root cause of Chor Bayis Sheni was the lack of doing mitzvahs B'Simcha. Rav Nemetzal explains that if we would have mitzvahs b'simcha, we wouldn't have had the Sinas Chinam. So it's very striking. The Chumash gives the root causes of the Churban. By Bayis Rishon, it's the lack of keeping Shemitah, and by Sheni, it's because they didn't do the mitzvahs b'simcha. Oh. So what's the common denominator of these root causes of the Churban? Maha Mishutaf l'shorshei shnei Churbanos. The answer, of course, is Choser Emunah. The lack of Emunah. If you have Emunah b'Hashem, you'll keep Shemitah. Hashem promises it's going to be okay. You'll keep the Shemitah. If we had Emunah b'Hashem, we would do the mitzvah. This is Rav Nevinsal. This Musar, I'm talking to myself more than I'm talking to you. If we really had full Emunah b'Hashem and full Emunah in the Schar of Mitzvos, we would be jumping for joy at the Mitzvos. Rav Nevinsal gives a very simple, very powerful mashal. He says, "Eichav shar lo lismach b'kiyam mitzvos. Mi meitanu lo haya muchan la'asos mitzvah ba $1 million." If someone would say, "I'll give you $1 million to do this mitzvah," you would do that mitzvah with such excitement. Ah, wow, $1 million! Well, wait a second. Olam Haba is worth more than $1 million. If we really believed in Hashem fully, and in Olam Haba fully, and everything, we would be jumping for joy to do the mitzvah. So it's the lack of Emunah. So therefore, Rav Nevinsal writes, during this time of the year, during the 3 weeks, We should be working our own emunah, because emunah is the root cause of the Churban HaBayis. It's the root cause of the Lecha keeping Shemitah, and it's the root cause of Tachas and Shalavat Hashem B'Simcha. So therefore, the Musar for us is that one of the Yesodos to be working on is emunah. Emunah in Scharva Talmud Torah, the concept of Scharva Onesh, Olam Haba. All of these things we should dafka be thinking about during the 3 weeks. Obviously, Chayta Meraklim was caused by lack of Amun of Hashem. They didn't believe in Hashem to take us into Israel and do it for all their good reasons. So therefore, so what we're saying now is that not only was Chayta Meraklim based on a lack of Amunah, but also the two korbanos of Beis HaMikdash were also based on a lack of Amunah. So it makes a lot of sense during this time of the year to be working on our Amunah and to really believe in Schar Va'onesh and believe it's worth more than $1 million to learn Torah. A beautiful yesod from Rabbi Nevinsaw, a Musar Haskel of how to approach what we can take out from the 3 weeks into our own lives.